Ahoy there, curious hearts and coin-counting dreamers. It's Arabella, first lady of the Spanish Galleon, dubbed Queen Anne's Revenge by Blackbeard himself. He calls me his storm in a bottle, but lately he's been the storm, raging round the deck like he's channeling every hero from those bang bang flicks. Norris with his fists, Stallone with his growl, and now Jason Statham with a whisper sharp as a dagger. Seems to me the Statham storm is his tone, calm, deep, and laced with a threat you can feel in your boots. I tell you true, there's something strangely appealing about a man like Jason who can wrestle a shark and still be on time for tea. Perhaps I could teach him a thing or two about charm and chivalry. Mr. Blackbeard has arrived to begin the podcast about how the world really works. This chapter be about compound interest. Bet you didn't hear that phrase in school.
Thank you, my love. Yes, close the door behind you, please. Don't let that soothing voice lull ye into complacency, mates. She be a velvet kraken, soft in appearance, deadly in grip. Ye don't escape her pull. Arr, mateys, gather round and lend me your ears, for I be telling you a tale about the most mystical, misunderstood, and mighty force in all the financial seas, compound interest. This be no ordinary trick of the trade. This be the wind in the sails of every wealthy soul from here to the farthest ports of the world. Warren Buffett, the landlubber king of investments, once said, "My wealth has come from a combination of living in America, some lucky genes, and compound interest." And that old wizard, Albert Einstein, a sharp blade, no doubt, helped create the nuclear bomb and bent time with his brain. He called compound interest the most powerful force in the universe, said it was the eighth wonder of the world. Those who understand it, earn it. Those who don't, pay it. He also says compound interest is the greatest mathematical discovery of all time. Now, Blackbeard ain't no Einstein, but if them two wise lads be singing the praises of compound interest, I'd be a fool not to lend me ear. Let's make it plain. Compound interest be interest earned on interest. Simple as that. If ye borrow coin, ye pay on the debt, and then pay on the interest on the debt. Aye, like a hungry kraken, it feeds on itself. But if ye lend money or invest it wisely, then that same kraken fights for ye. Ye earn gold on your gold, and the longer ye wait, the richer ye grow. Hold up. Bella has slipped back into the recording studio and be whispering in me ear. So what you're saying is it's like a snowball rolling down a hill, building faster and bigger, whether it's helping or hurting. Aye, exactly so, my clever storm. Picture this, crew. Ye stash 100 gold coins away, and it earns 10% each year. The first year, ye earn 10 coins. Next year, ye earn 10 coins plus interest on the first 10, now 11 coins, then 12.1 coins, then 13.31 coins, and before long, it's growing like a cursed sea beast, big and fast. But beware, when ye owe compound interest, it grows like a debt demon with an endless appetite. If ye be in debt, every moment ye delay, be like pouring more blood in the water. Huh? Bella, please! She says it sounds like a beast worth taming if it be working for ye, or slaying if ye owe it. Aye, that's why I say, if ye've got debt, attack it. Slash it to ribbons like a seasoned sword fighter. But if ye be young and wise, invest what ye can early. Let time be your crewmate. Even a small stash, left to grow with compound interest, becomes a king's ransom. This be the real magic of the modern world. Not buried treasure, but patient treasure. And like a good ship, it needs maintenance, direction, and time. So remember this, ye salty dogs. Compound interest works best with time. The earlier ye start, the greater your fortune. And always make the beast work for ye, not against ye, not again! Okay, one last question. Can I talk about generational wealth? Sorry, love. That be a topic that shall require a complete podcast on its own. Leave a comment below if this helped ye grasp this mysterious force. And come back next tide for our next voyage into the truth behind how the world really works.
Well said, Captain Transporter. Perhaps there is wisdom behind that wild beard. Oh, and that Statham stare doesn't intimidate meself like it does the crew. Until next time, me darlings, keep your compass true, your sails trimmed, and your interest compounding. And if you don't have any coin to start earning compound interest, remember what Will Rogers, cowboy philosopher of the plains, said. The quickest way to double your money is to fold it over and put it back in your pocket. If you enjoyed this episode, you might also enjoy The Habits of the Wealthy on blackbeard.world. Arabella signing off and taking a dinghy ashore, Tobago Cays amidst the crystal clear waters of the Grenadines.